Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't get this online, folks.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. When you partner with a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free audit on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, right now, upgrade to Windows 10 and get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak with a Dell Advisor, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Workplace injury, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
First is the code word this hour. You can text the word FIRST, F-I-R-S-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text FIRST, the word, F-I-R-S-T, to 72881. Text FIRST, F-I-R-S-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. And don't forget, if you miss a word, simply go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. That's our app. Use the rewind feature. You can actually go back and get the word straight from the app. Next word is coming up here at 2 o'clock.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Moving season, it's always moving season, so make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, make sure you call them at Black Tie Moving, 316-6196, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis, because when you're moving, you are not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. And Black Tie understands that. I used them a few years ago, glad I did, because they were quick. I was done in a few hours. Everything went where it was supposed to go, and nothing got broken, and that's all you can ask for when you are going with a moving company. So give them a call, Black Tie Moving, 316-6196. Book your move now, because it's going to start booking up fast. Moving season's always here. Black Tie can take the chore of moving your things out of your hands, make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. All right, so some interesting news brought to us by the Commercial Appeal. Again, I don't know how much you guys are even involved or invested in this. It's an old story. It feels like this story's been going on for 3 years, I guess, because it has. But a judge, according to the Commercial Appeal, has ruled against the TSSAA decision that made James Wiseman and Ryan Boyce ineligible. So
what?
Yes. According to CA, a Shelby County Chancery Court judge has found that the TSSAA's decision to rule former East High School basketball players James Wiseman and Ryan Boyce ineligible was void and of no effect, according to a document obtained by the USA Today Sports Network. The TSSAA, as you can imagine, has already filed an appeal of this finding. And so this will, I imagine, go back and forth for the next 75 years. And James Wiseman's grandchildren will be fighting the TSSAA in court and so on and so forth.
So right now, East wins.
East wins right now. That's correct. East wins.
Because a little while ago, they had stripped them, right, of the saying, basically saying that they were ineligible players.
That's right.
So now we're back to East wins.
That's correct.
But the TSSAA is appealing.
They are appealing.
We could get back to where they want to strip the gold ball again.
Yes.
And give it back to, well, in this case, you wouldn't give it to, I guess you just vacated, but Whitehaven was that runner-up that year.
Yes.
Thought they'd be getting the gold ball. That said, yeah, man, you're right. This seems like it could go on for a while. Who's the representation on the east side at this point, John?
I don't know who that would be.
Who takes care of that?
Yeah, I'm not
sure. Is that literally, and I'm asking a question here that I don't think either one of us is going to have the answer to, but maybe someone does. Is that literally Penny? Is that Shelby County Schools?
I don't think it's Penny.
It couldn't be, right?
Is it taxpayers? Is that what you mean?
Well, again, it couldn't be Penny. He's I don't even know if he can buy rules can be right. involved in that.
Well,
why would he?
What would be his motivation to be involved? I mean, everybody involved is like James is going to the NBA. Ryan Boyce plays at Georgia State or Southern or wherever.
But who's paying the attorney? Who's paying the attorney fees?
Good question.
Is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that Shelby County Schools again? Who said this was wrong? And I'm took up the fight.
Yeah.
Shelby County Schools did. Like, are they still paying? Which would in this case be what? Taxpayer money,
big,
right?
Big money, too. Lots of money.
They're still paying for a case that could go on here with the appeals for years and years and years. You got to pay these fees, right, John? I mean, these attorneys don't go to these court cases for nothing. I'm fascinated by who's still pushing, this, like you said, this story's, 3 years old now. It's going back and forth, and they're still in the courts battling it out.
Yeah.
Well, I know the TSSAA, they're going to pay those fees because I remember the, it was Brentwood Academy versus the TSSAA. That went on forever. It's a significant, you can read about that in encyclopedias. That one was about private school, public school. Can you advertise and recruit and all that kind of stuff? And that went on for years, and the TSSAA will do that. They'll go back and forth with you for years on these because they want to be right in the sense that they don't want to set the precedent that allows the next coach, right, to come in and break the rules or whatever, or the next school to come in and do this. So my point, they will fight you they will fight you tooth and nail for year after year after year to the point where it's decades. Who's fighting? Is Shelby County Schools fighting this? Who's fighting this long for East?
Well, my question would be –
strange.
My larger question is Melanie Roberson, maybe that's it. Melanie Roberson, but again, I have no idea. I'm just reading this sort of as I go. My bigger question would be why the TSSAA is continuing to fight as long as they are.
Well, I just told you they can't. You.
I mean, this is appeal after appeal after appeal, it feels like. You know, at what point do they kind of just say, all right, like everybody involved has moved on. This happened 3 years ago.
What's the saying, Brad, up in, was it Southern Illinois?
Yeah.
Is it stuck in my craw?
Yeah.
Was that the saying?
It's really stuck in their craw.
Penny Hardaway is stuck in their craw, John.
Yeah.
And I told you that. I've told you an old legend. The old legend is that up there, right, where they've got all their Tennessee high school former student-athletes and all that that have been graduated and up in the National High School Hall of Fame, they got all the pictures of them. Penny's picture's turned over. They can't stand him. That's the legend. That's how the old legend. They can't stand him. Johnny's a stick in their craw, and they're going to try to get this. They're going to fight this all the way through till John, he's old man Wiseman and his old man Lomax, and they can barely tell the story of when they played together because they can barely remember this. They're going to be fighting over whose ring it is. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If it's the TSSAA's or theirs.
I remember, James, those three games at Memphis.
Three, brother. It was a short run.
Three games.
When you scored 75 points against South Carolina. Like, everything gets mixed up and, like, the stories get bigger.
But you guys get to keep your rings. Because 20 years later, we're going to find out that the final appeal is done and East gets to keep its rings. Can you believe the story's still going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, though. I don't know if Alex Lomax and Ticket would still be
friends? Friends till the end. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
Wiseman,
do you know something?
Back?
No, I'm just saying.
Wiseman won't retire to Memphis?
I'm just saying, does Alo follow James on Instagram anymore?
Ooh.
What?
I'm just asking.
You got breaking news here.
No, I'm just asking.
Don't do that.
I'm just asking.
Do you know the answer to the question that you just asked?
No, I'm just asking. No, that's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to start nothing. I'm not trying to do nothing. Like, I mean, that's a part of this that you got to remember, too.
He's still wearing a Memphis jersey in his Twitter page profile picture, I notice.
Yeah.
He's repping. Sure. He's repping the team.
No, he definitely is.
How dare you?
Jake asked me something
because you know I'm old and I won't be able to go look right now. You know I want the answer to that.
My son asked me something interesting about James while we debate if Alex is still following James on social media.
It will take me an entire hour to go on Instagram and find that out. He knows he did. He tried to pull one on an old man right there.
Jake asked me on the way home. He said, "Dad, well, James, when he's drafted, where will they say he's from? Where will he say Nashville? Will he say Memphis?"
Oh, he asked you a good question.
I said, "Jake, honestly, I hope he says University of Memphis, but knowing, because I've read him put Nashville in places where he is from." And I said, "Jake, I have no idea what James is going to do for that draft."
Well, because, you know, what was interesting, I didn't tweet about it or anything, but like over the weekend, James posted an Instagram story. I don't know if anybody caught
it. I didn't see it.
But he posted an Instagram story and it just said the following. 615-4L.
Heart.
Oh my.
He once told Mark Spears.
Yes, he did. You're exactly right.
But he did. He said he was born here.
But no, he posted.
Then he went back and said he's in Nashville.
He posted that on Sunday.
A lot of cred.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it
put
is
that out there when you draft.
I mean, is he going to say from Nashville, Tennessee? Is he going to say?
I bet he does. I bet he does.
Is he going to say from East High School? Like, what is he going to?
There is nothing that will piss off Memphians more than that.
I can't find him in Lomax. His followers. Follows.
Now, Big Ticket still does follow.
I'm sure he does.
Alex. But Alex has moved on from Ticket on Instagram. And, you know, I mean, listen, my theory on social media.
Gosh, dog it, John.
When somebody unfollows you on social media, you might as well be dead to them. Because it's
social. This is your theory.
It's social. Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't care what you're up to anymore. I don't need to see what you're doing anymore. You left the team. I'm done.
Oh,
I mean, that's all I can take that to mean. And who can blame him, right? I mean, they won state titles.
On the team.
You know, they won state titles together, and I'm sure there's a level of frustration there on his part.
Penny, Precious,
yes.
Lester, Tyler, Damon.
And I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's reciprocated, right? Like, I don't know if it's reciprocated from, James to the team. Like, maybe there's no ill will from James to the team, but the team feels a certain type of way about James because, again, like, they're 14-3 right now. They'd probably be what? I mean, at worst, 15-2. At worst, and maybe very likely 16-1.
We said Oregon and Wichita State.
Yeah, so they could be 15-2. You know,
if you had them against Wichita State, we saw you would probably won. You would have won the game.
Exactly. So like, I think there's certainly like a little bit of a resentment maybe from the team toward James Wiseman. And again, you understand that. You can understand why there would be if there is. But yeah, I mean, it ain't like Lomax still following Big Ticket on Instagram. So maybe
they won't be like life when the two old guys are going to the game together. If they, you know. Are still together and talking about the rings.
Yeah, I hate
Martin
to ruin.
And Eddie.
I hate to ruin your your notebook ending.
Man, you got me. I don't even want to go see Bad Boys this weekend anymore with Will and Martin. I don't know. Just everything's
rips
breaking
your heart
up,
out.
Bro.
No, that's good. They're still on.
You
good
say because it doesn't last forever.
What are the all time great friendships? You know, Walter Matthau and whoever the hell the other guy was.
Not Greenberg and Golic.
Two angry men.
There's a buzzer on everything.
Well, even Scotty and Michael didn't get along as much as we thought they did.
Mm-hmm.
Great friendships that lasted forever.
Mm. Not many. Mm-mm. You know? I mean, Jesus had his apostles.
Oh, my. Yeah, I don't think that qualifies here. What we're talking about is like a tandem.
Yeah.
Right? That just, at some point, it didn't work anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what tandem I like.
Laurel and Hardy.
I'll tell you what tandem I like is the Precious and DJ. I hope that tandem lasts forever. I know it won't. I know it's on borrowed time because Precious is on a short track to the NBA. But man, it is fun to watch while we have it here in Memphis.
Bert and Ernie, right?
Well, there are some who say they're more than friends.
Yeah, that might have been like Aaron Hernandez.
Shouldn't have gone down that road. I see with you two.
Yeah, there are some who say they're more than friends.
I've heard that those dudes are like Aaron Hernandez.
When I was growing up, they were just good friends. You know.
Well, you know, then you
and
learn.
Y'all tell, give me all these new layers.
No, there's more going on there, bro.
What about Bill and Ted? Bill, are you familiar with that movie, Bill and Ted?
Garbage movie. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, yes.
That's known as a cult classic, Jason. That is revered as a cult classic. But I think they're making a new one, actually, as a matter of fact. So what you've learned, though, is that every friendship—
Can you give me one that stayed together? Johnny and Ed. You know?
Okay.
Johnny Carson. And Ed,
yeah,
and
those two were genuinely friends.
They never parted, to the very end.
And it was hard for some people to get along with Johnny Carson.
That's one. I got one there.
Yeah, that's good.
You have discouraged me today.
It's sad.
What you learn, though, is that everything has an expiration date.
No, that's not true.
No, it does. Everything has an expiration date, and, you know, life is complicated, and things happen, and, you know. I mean, think about, do you have any friends from childhood anymore? Like, do you have any, you know.
Still a few that, yeah.
You still okay?
Yeah.
Still good.
Hang out with from the Snowden days.
I got you. Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. That's good to hear.
You don't?
I think I have one. I have one guy that I've kept around since I was a kid. But by and large, I got a new life now.
You were hanging out with some sketchy characters, though.
Dude, honestly, like if you just knew, if you only knew, if I could just dedicate an entire show to the damn fools that I grew up with, it's crazy. Like it really is.
No disrespect if you're listening out there, sketchy characters.
Most of them are in jail or dead. I mean, I hate to say it. No. Like, so they wouldn't be listening right now.
Explains everything.
But made it out, as the kids say.
Man, thank God.
Made it out. But, again, going back to the great tandem that is DJ Jeffries and Precious Achiuwa, does it bring a tear to your eye like it does mine occasionally?
It does when they're playing like they did against Cincinnati last night. Doesn't so much when DJ's coming off the flu. But, no, you get the point. Yes, when those two are playing well, you should be able to beat any team in the AAC on just about any night. Again, Wichita State, that road game's behind you now. They'll be here. And sure, you still got a tough game against Cincinnati there and two games against Houston that you figure will be tough. Now, that's not a world beater, that Houston team. But no, if you've got those two going at the rate they were going yesterday, it's going to be tough to beat the Tigers. And it could be maybe a three loss, you know, conference season, maybe four.
Right.
Who knows? But it ain't going to be many more than that if those two are playing at that level. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But even more than that, it's in terms of what they're doing offensively. If Memphis is just keeping it together defensively, like they've shown, this looks like it's going to be every game. They're going to be in just about every game they play, John.
Right.
Nobody's running off on this Memphis team, like blowing it out by 15 or 20, because you can't. Because why? To the point that we made, I don't think you can make it enough. You cannot score inside the arc on Memphis.
Yep.
It doesn't. I mean, it's incredible.
They have the best field goal percentage in the country right now.
Number one, 2-point field goal percentage in the country. They're number two in block percentage. And you get it down there on Precious, he's changing shots.
Dandridge.
Now, when you get it down there on Dandridge, he's changing shots, right? You wonder, you know, Dandridge hadn't played a ton to get it to this point now.
But
now
it
changed it to an entirely, it makes it even more difficult. So think about how hard that is to do with, again, essentially four freshmen, because again, Boogie and Damian weren't in the fold last night. You're doing that with four freshmen and a sophomore on the floor at the end of the game, holding Cincinnati 30% shooting. You cannot score on Memphis inside the arc right now. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, I guess when you include 3-point percentage, it drops them down a little bit. But they're right behind Virginia. They Memphis and West Virginia are tied for second in field goal percentage defense. Virginia is first with they're holding their opponents to 35%. I mean, it's basically all the same. I mean, the three best defenses in the country are Virginia, West Virginia, and Memphis. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, I don't understand why this is just the math part of it. I don't understand with how effective Memphis is at holding teams from scoring inside the arc and with how much they turn teams over, why they're 14th in efficiency.
Yeah.
Like, why that number's not higher. I don't get that.
Right.
But they are clearly one. I'm with John. I think they're a top five defense of the country. Mm-hmm. Again, no team has shot better than 50% on Memphis all year. And the last 10 have all shot less than 41%. Six of those less than 35. They hold you and they choke you. They suffocate you. They've done it all year long.
The top five defenses in the country by field goal percentage defense, random as hell. I ain't going to lie to you. Virginia. West Virginia.
Well, Virginia's always
Memphis.
There.
And West Virginia, too, right? Like, that's the brand they play under Bob Huggins. Fourth, Liberty. Fifth, Yale. So, like, just random as hell. And then you got Louisville in there. Rutgers, which is having a renaissance season up there. Ohio State. So, like, again, San Diego State's top 10. So, you would expect some of these teams to be in there, but Liberty and Yale, very strange, and I'll never understand it.
Effective field goal percentage takes threes into account, and they're second.
Yeah,
they're second in effective field goal percentage allowed.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
first and 2-point. I mean, you can't score on this Memphis team.
Yeah,
and it's not like they're giving up a ton. They're 52nd. It just if you want to isolate just the threes by themselves, and It's been pretty remarkable.
It has. And honestly, like, you know, that's the reason why it's a different way than I think anybody anticipated Memphis playing this year. I don't think anybody thought that when you rolled the ball out in 17 games through the season that this was how they would be winning games. But, you know, it's become their hallmark.
We thought they'd be outscoring folks and pretty good on defense when you turn it up and press.
No doubt. But what you're learning is that even without James Wiseman, this is an elite team at the rim defensively. You know, they're a great team at the rim defensively. Presta Chua has been fantastic, and they play a great team defense. You know, and
dude,
then, and
how would you have scored on them if James was still here?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. And that's the frustrating part. Like, I know it's got to be frustrating for Penny.
That's why
staff.
I see. That's
like,
why folks get unfollowed.
Yeah, like, come on, dude. Like,
I mean, it's in this year. You had that grown man next to the grown man you got down there.
Yeah. Ugh.
You're hoisting a national championship trophy.
Very, very possible.
In this wide open year. Who's stopping two lottery picks around the rim like we said going into this thing? No, we're not going to sit around and do this if thing because we're past it. But, my gosh, when you think about how well they're playing defensively. Right there, top two in the country. You add that man to it, you can't score on them.
I will say after Cole Anthony went back to North Carolina, it came back to mind because it's like there's no reason for Cole really to come back except for playing with his teammates, and they're not even going to a damn national championship.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, but, you know, I think the team is still good enough to keep it from being that kind of a year where you're like, man, just if. I still think they can make enough of a run to where it's still something that you can really enjoy.
Well, those kids absolutely deserve that.
Yes.
You know,
for sure.
The way they're playing and what they're –
I mean,
Precious
is playing through injury right now.
They've deserved it, and they've earned it, quite frankly, to that point. They've earned the excitement level. This team right now has it's given you what – it's gone into Tennessee and shown you what it's made of.
Yep.
Again, you know, whether it's Wichita State and you had a chance to win that one, whether it's South Florida, we've seen when this team's down, right, and they got to get something out of it, they got to shut somebody down, defensively particularly, they get it done. You've seen what they're made of. And so I can – if I'm Penny, I can work with that, right? As long as I got some dogs and some guys going to do what I need defensively, then the rest of it offensively I can get figured out.
Yep.
So that's what they've you know, if you think about it, you pull away the James Wiseman layer – this team, with what it's been able to do, still very well put together.
Yes, it is.
In terms of this unit and what it's been able to accomplish. Like, you got to have it. It's got to fit well together, John, to be this effective, particularly on the defensive end. And so, I mean, again, you got to give them credit for the depth they've got because I'm not sure how many programs would have survived like this. And it's past survival. You're doing pretty well. Would have survived like this with losing a factor like a James Wiseman.
Yeah, so anyway, good stuff on the field goal percentage numbers, Jason. You love to see it. You love to see how
– can't score on them inside the yard.
How well Memphis is playing defensively. And that is coaching. I mean, it's coaching to get these guys all to buy in and play team defense.
Coaching.
All right, we will come back. Channing Crowder is going to join us. We will talk to him about the games this weekend. Tennessee Titans taking on the Chiefs for the right to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Can you believe this?
It's crazy.
This is absurd. And then on the other side, you got Packers and 49ers. So we'll get into all that with Channing when we come back. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Memphis's number one sports brand with the power of ESPN, the Grizzlies, the SEC, the NFL, Memphis Hoops and Football Talk, the Golic and Wingo Morning Show, the number one sports morning show in Memphis. Nobody else has the Jeff Calkins Show. Nobody else has the Jason and John Show. Nobody else has Giannotto and Jeffrey. Nobody else has the Gary Parrish Show. Nobody but us. America's number one sports station resides in Memphis in 2020. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Here at James Gattis Jewelers, we're not only here for special occasions, we're your every occasion jewelry store. Hi, this is James Gattis, inviting you to shop with us when you're looking for diamonds, bridal, engagement rings, or anniversary gifts. That's our specialty. You can also depend on us to find something special for any occasion. We have an extensive selection of gemstones, pearls, watches, and designs. Jewelry, and we create custom design pieces as well. We want to be your family's jewelry store. James Gattis Jewelers, Poplar and Mendenhall.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to, and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and 2 annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
From shredding to printing, the UPS store does every ink for small business. And, of course, shipping. And this holiday, when the other guys are closing, we're doing another ing altogether. Opening. So while we're busy notarizing and faxing, consulting and mailboxing, packing and shipping, well, they're not really doing much of any ing. Opening this holiday, the UPS store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis has been here 38 years. It's family-owned and the place you need to visit if you want to drive the best vehicle you've ever driven. I, Gary Parrish, can say that truthfully because I own a Mercedes. Best vehicle I've ever driven. 5389 Poplar is the address. It's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, you're listening to 92.9 FM, ESPN, the Jason and John Show. And as promised, here's Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Channing, what's the word, man?
Nothing, man. I got to rub it in. I'm down here at 75 degrees. I just stopped fishing in my backyard. You know, I think it's a little chilly up there and down here, but I'm doing good.
Mm. Yeah, life is good for Channing
Crowder.
Thanks
a lot for that, brother.
Hey, Ryan Tannehill is one win away from the Super Bowl. Can you believe it?
I can with what they put around him. I was a big – down here in South Florida for 7 years, they were the Tannehill defenders, they called them, and then they were the Tanny haters, as they called them. And I was a Tannehill defender for years. He's a 10 to 15 quarterback in this league. I never believed he's going to jump in that, you know, top five guy. I don't think he has it in him. But, man, he is a hell of an athlete. He can make all the throws. He's not going to be Patrick Mahomes. He's not going to be, you know – he's not going to be the guy he's playing. He's not going to be that type of player. But, man, I really believe in Tannehill. Great guy. We actually go to the same church when he's in town. Great kid. But he, what they put around him with that running game, with that defense, how they're utilizing him, the running scheme, the play action, I can see that if the Dolphins would have done what the Tennessee Titans did with him, he could be a NFL champion. If they can put a running back like Derrick Henry behind him at the size of a damn defensive end.
Can you see them doing this again? And the way they've done it, I mean, they did it against the 5th and 6th best rush defenses with Derrick Henry. Can you see it doing it? I know it's the 26th best against KC, but that whole offense is a whole nother animal. How much chance do you give Tennessee in this one?
I don't believe they can do it, guys. And I think Derrick Henry can. He can get up around 200 yards. Just what I saw in Kansas City last week against the Texans, where they were pounding it. They kind of went in that game saying, hey, Casey can't stop the run. So Houston came out pounding the ball, and they got their 24-point lead on them. But it's kind of where my thought of where the NBA went, where you can't, attack the paint anymore. You get two, and then now they run down and get three. And then you get two, they get three. They're going to run away with it. I just don't know if this offense can keep up with Kansas City. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think they can, manage the clock. They can keep the ball, keep the time possession, and, decently even. But I just think Patrick Mahomes at some point late in the second half will take off and have two or three drives in a row where Tennessee needs those 12-play drives, 10-play drives, 14-play drives, where KC, Tyreek Hill, Damian Williams, Travis Kelce, they can beat you in two plays and go 80 yards. So I think it'll be a close game, but I do believe late in the game, KC will walk away with it.
You know, to go back to last weekend, Channing, I mean, the Baltimore Ravens were, they were an absolute terror offensively all year long. I mean, Lamar Jackson was unstoppable. That run game was awesome. What went wrong for them against the Titans last weekend?
Oh, they could. The defensive scheme, and I think it's the unsung thing we're not talking about, and what Derrick Henry's doing is amazing. Like I said, Derrick Henry is – I wouldn't want to hit him in the A-gap. I'll tell you that much. And I played AT. I played Marshawn. I played some of the biggest backs out there. Derrick is a monster. But what they did defensively, I think that's what nobody's talking about. When they were running with the motion, Baltimore created extra gaps. They get those two tight ends, three tight ends, extra tackle. They saw motioning receivers across to create those gaps, and then Derrick Henry has those cutback lanes. What Tennessee, the Ravens and Mark Ingram had those cutback lanes. What the Tennessee Titans did was they would man up the motion guy, and they would bring the guy over to address that second gap. So I think Tennessee's defense is what people should be talking about, just as much as Tannehill and Derrick Henry offense. That defense is special, and what Mike Vrabel's doing coaching, utilizing what he has, like Jarrell Casey in the middle, and just those guys on the defensive side of the ball, they out-physicaled the Ravens, who were supposed to be bullies. That bully ball can work. I'm an old-school guy. I hate these 45-40 games in the league. I hate college football right now, where it's going with that spread and all. But they slow the game down, and they play physical style of football. And Mike Vrabel brought that with his, experience, his past as a linebacker. So that defensive scheme, if they do win, if they can squeak it out against KC, I think it'll be that defense being able to beat up on the other team. But that's the thing with KC. They're a great team. They're a pleasant team. They don't want to beat you up. They want to just dink and dunk you, spread everything out. So how they stop Lamar is they just stack the box and try to make Lamar beat you. But those defensive backs playing the run and covering and man-to-man coverage was the most amazing thing I saw all year against the Ravens. I had the Ravens winning the Super Bowl. I had to eat crow on that one. But how they stopped Lamar in Tennessee was their defensive scheme really matched up gap to gap with them. We're not going to let Lamar beat us. We're going to motion that guy over. When they crack the defensive end, the guy that was covering the cracker now has Lamar on the edge. They kept the edge and funneled everything back to the middle. And they did not let Lamar get off. They gave up a couple running plays, but they funneled everything back to their meat of their defense with their secondary rotation. And I have to give big props to Vrabel for these game plans. I don't know if he believed in Mike Vrabel, but I think now in these last, I would say the last 6-7 weeks of the season and then these two playoff games, you have to give a lot of credit to the defensive staff of the Tennessee Titans.
How hard is it to tackle 6'3", 250 when it's going as fast as it is, and he's getting as much space off the line, right? That Tennessee offensive line is blowing folks off the ball too. How tough is that? Is that to tackle, Channon? How many 6'3", 250s did you fap? I mean, you know what I mean? Like that, I see guys making business decisions this postseason that just don't want to do what it takes to bring them down.
Oh yeah, man, you have to make that decision yesterday. You have to make that decision on a Monday before playing those guys. Like I would say, physically, the closest thing I saw to AP, Derek would be AP,
uh-huh.
And they just get stronger and they just keep running, they just keep pounding you down. So You have to decide that you're gonna hit this dude and you're gonna hit him for four quarters. I would call it ballerina games and then bully games. Where if you play the Colts back with Peyton Manning and Reggie and those guys, Edge even, you didn't have to take your ankles, you didn't have to take your wrist up. You just have to grab guys and throw them to the ground. You have to tape your ankles. You got to put on the neck brace. You got to put on the skeleton underneath your shoulder pads when you play Derrick Henry. And you have to gang tackle. If all they want to do, like, that's what people don't look at. They're not scheming up to get Derrick Henry running free. They want to get Derrick Henry on a defensive back. If you can scheme Derrick Henry to have a one-on-one in the hole with the defensive back, you win that snap there is no safety or corner that's going to want to tackle that man. So that's what you have to do. If you haven't, you have to pursue to the ball, but you have to decide on a Monday before a Saturday or Sunday game in the playoffs that I'm going to give my entire body up. I might not be able to hold my kids. I might not be able to hug my wife for a couple weeks when I hit this big. There's this grown man every time in the hole, and he's going to get his job. Like I said, I'm a gambler, guys. I'm taking the overs on everything Derrick Henry has, but I still don't think they can win the game with running it. But, bro, like I said, me and Marshawn Lynch, you know, we're friends. When he was playing at Buffalo, we'd go up there Saturday. We'd actually go out to eat together. I was a linebacker on the Dolphins. Marshawn was a running back on Buffalo. And at dinner, I would be sitting there looking at Marshawn, looking at those massive shoulders that were the size of, you know, basketballs, looking at his neck and just saying, bro, tomorrow, me and you got to go at it. And we kind of laugh about it, but I don't know if he knew I was serious. I was thinking about him from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at practice, knowing that when I hit this man, it's going to be like running into a light post. Yeah. And hopefully I hit him in his hip or his knee where I can take his balance and take his, you know, center of gravity away from him. And scheme-wise, I mean, you know, technique-wise, that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. If you touch Derrick Henry anywhere above his belly button, you are going to get embarrassed in front of your family and the entire nation.
Yeah.
You have to go navel and below. If you go navel and below, you have a chance. If you hit this man up in his power position, in his shoulders, in his side, anywhere above his belly button, it is going to be embarrassing to your family, and everybody's going to make fun of you when you're sitting at the barbecue a couple weeks later.
Sure is.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. Insider calls always brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Channing, I know you're there in South Florida. You live next to Antonio Brown. If so, we need your help. We're in the desperate hour here with Antonio Brown. Can you go over and maybe lend a hand? And
knock on the door.
I'm on the phone. I would just slap him and stand there and look at him and say, what are you really going to do? Because you're so tough on these Twitter exchanges with people and all this social media stuff. Antonio Brown has Du Bois around him. That's his problem. Everybody's telling him, yes, sir, you're good, you're great, and all that. Not to spill the beans, I've talked to people with the Pittsburgh organization. Pittsburgh covered up a lot of Antonio Brown's problems in the past. And if you saw, as soon as he left that organization, that's when everything started coming out. Those problems weren't created in Oakland. Those problems weren't created when he got released. Those problems go back to Central Michigan. Those problems go back to, I would say, down here where he played high school and Pop Warner, where everybody with his talent would cover up his off the field problems, and now it's just going, you know, off the radar with it, and him not having the structure of football, him not having a Pittsburgh organization that was helping him through his troubles, and maybe sometimes, to be honest, enabling him with what he did, kind of created a monster. And then you have a guy that already has some issues, some psychological stuff, you know, it's well documented, you know, his rough upbringing. And now the guy has $100 million. And now he's trying to rap. And now he has all these Du Bois around him, man. AB has some trouble. You've seen a little bit now with Odell Beckham Jr. in the last couple of days, man. When you get a guy with psychological problems, give him a bunch of attention, give him a bunch of money, and cut him loose into the world, it creates a problem. I hope AB gets back right. We just saw Drew Rosenhaus broke ties with him because Drew can't deal with it anymore. Every time he messes up, now Drew has to answer for him. But these aren't new problems. This didn't happen in the last 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. These are overall psychological issues, in my opinion, that were never addressed because when you're extremely talented at something, people overlook a lot of other issues in your life. And Antonio Brown, I hope I've seen him. I'm in Miami. You know, he's everywhere. I go to the party, too. I've seen him. I've met him. I hope that he puts some no men around him that can tell him, hey, AB, tighten up. Hey, AB, don't do that. That's dumb. You're messing up your career. Let's get back on track. Because without football, we've seen it. AB's going to struggle in life without football. That money's going to run out if he doesn't tighten up. He's going to have to fight these legal battles. Those friends are going to leave him when he's not paying their bills for him. Like, we've seen it in the past with other players. I hope AB doesn't have to learn from all his own mistakes and he can have somebody around him. But, man, if I'm telling you, if I got to say to sit down with AB, I might have to just grab him and say, bro, like, you need to stop. Need to understand what's going on. I've talked to other people, too. Just common sense, bro. But I've talked to people that when he was around people that would check him, he would discontinue that relationship because he doesn't want to be checked. He wants to be crazy. He wants to be AB and this, you know, whole persona he's gained. He needs to start respecting people that have the best intentions for him, not respecting people that are living off his finances. And I think I don't know if this AB situation can get addressed because now it's on AB. There's no team behind him. There's no agent behind him. AB now has all the decisions in the world to make, and he's making them by himself and with people that agree with what he's doing. I am sincerely worried about Antonio Brown.
Channing, does Aaron Rodgers get back to the Super Bowl this year? Is this the year for Aaron?
Yes, I believe he does. It's almost the same thing with the AFC with the NFC. I think if the 49ers can slow Aaron down, but Aaron can go on those foreign sprees. I think Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers have to work together because he's going to have to maintain that 49er front four. That's up for the 49ers. All first-round draft picks, fellas, whose linebackers can run. Their secondary has Pro Bowls. The 49ers defense is where they're in the situation they're in right now. And if you look at the numbers, Jimmy Garoppolo is Tannehill. If they would have criticized Tannehill for 15, you know, completions in two games, Jimmy Garoppolo was 11 for 19 or something last week. Like, he's not blowing the top off of it. Aaron needs to utilize that run game and then have his couple good ones with Devontae Adams. You know, utilize Lazard on those play actions on the crosses. But I think the two games will work out the same. Be close games, and then the most dominant quarterback in those games would have to have those two or three drives late in the third, early in the fourth, that kind of put the game out of touch for the Tennessee Titans and put the game out of hand for the 49ers. But I do believe Aaron Rodgers can beat the 49ers if they utilize his run game. Don't make him throw the ball 50 times. Aaron is amazing. His weapons aren't what they used to be in the past, but I can't count Aaron Rodgers out. He's one of those top five quarterbacks, top 10 of all time, by far top five right now. But I think when you get to this time of year, late in the game, those quarterbacks are always that step up. And we know Aaron, fourth quarter, overtime, game-winning drive, he has, you know, the most in NFL history right now through his career. So I think Aaron's going to do that same thing on Sunday.
As a Dolphin who went against him, I got to ask you, you think we'll see Tom Brady in a different uniform, something other than the Pats?
I don't think so, guys. And we talk about this a lot because now people are saying he's coming to Miami. He wants to, you know, he knows Brian Flores. I just don't see a guy, fellas, that's been in that organization, a no-nonsense organization, that just has so much structure, has so much philosophy, that they're just set in their ways with Bill Belichick, and he's been around that. And now if you go to another organization, that's not going to be there. He's not going to see that Bill Belichick is making up his game plan. He's not going to see that they're, you know, putting these offensive linemen, all these Pro Bowlers in front of him to protect him and really structure a team around him. I think if Tom Brady does leave, he's going to regret it. But I think when he does some soul searching, if he still wants to continue to play football, he makes it happen in New England, and he stays with that successful structure and successful approach to the game. Coaches that are really into it and really know how to prepare him and his teammates for a game. So I believe when he does some soul searching, he might even take a couple visits or, you know, flirt with another girl. But I think he's going on back to his wife. Even if they're not happy, even if she gained some weight or two, if she forgot how to cook, I think he's going to run back to his wife when it's all shit done.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder here on the show. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Last thing, Channing. You mentioned, you know, how close you were with Marshawn Lynch. It felt like that was kind of the last time we're going to see him suit up in an NFL uniform. Was it the greatest sort of walk-off speech in the history of the NFL?
Yeah, man, you got to protect your chicken and protect your mentals. Everybody knows that. Yep. I wish they could have went further. I wish Marshawn could have come back and saved that offense. It would have been so beautiful. Marshawn's a great dude. He's a great leader. He's himself. He's never changed his ways. And, yes, we're going to talk about Marshawn Lynch for a while. I hope he stays with the league, gets back in the league somehow as a mentor somewhat to help these guys, because where he came from, his approach to life and what he knows and what he's been through, he can really help a lot of the young guys. But, fellas, I love Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch and Frank Gore are some of my favorite players and people in the world, and I know them both personally. Just great people, great work ethic, and great human beings. So, yeah, Marshawn, you know what? I think people are jumping to conclusions thinking Marshawn won't play football again. Marshawn scored a little bit. Marshawn was getting going after being out that long. I don't fully know if these people jump to conclusions about Marshawn being fully retired. I don't know if they're correct.
Yeah, maybe so.
Right.
Maybe there's more. Maybe there's more on the table for him. Hey, Channing, man, we appreciate
it's
the time
blessing,
as
brother.
Always.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate y'all anytime.
Yep, he is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Thanks to Channing for joining us on the show. We'll be back. Wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Straight Cash weekdays at the top of the hour with the Cash Code. Win $1,000. Get a quick G with the Cash Code. It's Straight Cash with new money in the new year. All month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
More money, more money.
Miss a code word for cash? What did Calkins just say? Rewind via radio.com.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Great cash, homie.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Oh, mercy. Sounds like somebody's about to have punch for lunch. Yup, the Fitz is giving the people what they want. And what the people want is a night of great boxing. Fights at Fitz returns Saturday, January 25th with another round of meet and beat. A full card of fighters just a-cruising for a bruising, aching for a breaking, lusting for a busting. What better way to spend a Saturday night? Tickets start at just $35. Talk about bang for your buck, people. Get your tickets at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. And if your adrenaline's pumping too much for you to go home, well then, don't go home. Get a deluxe room and two reserved seats to the fights for just $199. Book it at 1-662-363-LUCK and ask for the Fights at the Fitz package. So what do you say? See you for Fights at Fitz Saturday, January 25th at 7:30 at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Our most popular Get My Perks deal is back. $50 of mouth-watering Tops barbecue for only $25. Get your deal today at getmyperks.com.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, head on down to see my friends in South Haven. Landers Auto Sales, they got them all. They got small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, and vans. Whatever it is you're looking for, they got you out there on the lot. Prices starting at just $29.90. They got the 2020 Jeep Gladiators. They're amazing cars. I get stopped every time I'm in it, and you will too, I promise you. So go see and go check them out. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. So go see them. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road. Or you can check them out on the web, see all the inventory and more. LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Big weekend because, of course, it is the end of the road.
Man, that was awful,
for
bro.
For your Tennessee Titans.
Don't start that stuff.
It's so imaginable.
Don't do this to yourself, John.
Earlier this week, you were going,
don't do this.
When we had you on the phone from Tampa, you were like,
that was
you know
Monday.
What?
That
I
was
can't
Monday.
Count this team out.
That was Monday. Now it's Friday.
You wrecked a whole segment we had planned.
I'm sorry.
He's right.
Yeah,
by the way, John,
I apologize.
You did ruin it by
I
not
apologize.
Being the
EU. Well, Gino and Jeffrey can start with it now. How about that? We can let them start with it. Yeah, the Tennessee Titans run is over. It was good. It was a good run. It was a hell of a run. It's one you should cherish. But you're not going to the Super Bowl. You certainly ain't winning the
Super
Bowl.
Ain't over until it's over, bro.
And you're not winning against Patrick. You're not going to do it. It's over. You're not going to be able to get past Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes. Don't be ridiculous.
Hey, do you think they beat that 7-point spread? Getting in there?
Probably not. Probably not. I think Kansas City is just going to be a little bit too dynamic, a little bit too explosive. I mean, you heard Channing say, Tyreek Hill, all he's got to do is touch the ball one time, peel him, gone. Cheetah, holla. You know how fast cheetahs run?
Do you realize that in that first game? Yes, I do, actually. You're not yelling at me. You're yelling at Brad.
I do.
Do you realize that Mahomes in the first game threw for 446?
Yes, he did.
3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Wow.
Like, it's hard to win. That was at Tennessee, and they still won by 3, right? Why?
Yes.
Derrick Henry had 188. See, Mahomes can't be that good again, and you expect to win.
Right.
He's going to have to throw a couple interceptions. Is he going to do that? We saw how sharp they were in rallying back to beat Houston last week. It's going to be tough. Yeah, I don't know that you can score enough points to the point
right.
the Crowder made.
Exactly. Cheetahs in short bursts.
This guy.
Up to 75
him and animals today, Jason. Yeah, what is up with him and birds and animals all over the show today?
He's Doolittle, or he's Danny Glover / Kevin Hart in the new Jumanji.
Yes.
Next level.
Exactly. So,
animal love.
Anyway, a cheetah is a large cat, in case you didn't know. You can find a cheetah in North, Southern, and East Africa. A few localities in Iran.
But for the most part, you're going to have to go to Africa to find a cheetah.
You want to talk in this show talking about cheetahs. You were talking to Aki's bird earlier, recognized a parrot squeaking, and talked to it. Anything else on animals before we get out of here for the weekend?
What else?
On Sunday, you will not have to go to Africa to find a cheetah. All you got to do is go to Arrowhead Stadium because there will be one running wild on the Titans. Tyreek Hill. I'm telling you, he's going off. Tyreek Hill is going off.
You're really out on a limb saying the Kansas City Chiefs going to win. Congrats.
Hey, you know what? It was a good run for the Titans. Again, I appreciate it as a Tennessean.
You look like a fool again, Monday.
As a Tennessean, I've appreciated the run. But
Titans fans, you should appreciate this. The fact that he's gone back to heel. This has been your fuel. It has been what has worked. Let's hope it works again. Good spot to be in.
Yeah. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I will be down at the game with my son watching the Grizzlies hopefully get their seventh straight win tonight against the Cavaliers. They are 8.5-point favorites the last I looked. And you know how, pardon the interruption, does that little thing, where did we mess up?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jordan Clarkson would be that. He did have 33 on the Grizz in the first meeting with the Cavs, but there was an under-the-radar trade that sent Jordan Clarkson to Utah. Brad, did you know that Jordan Clarkson now plays for Utah?
Did see that
because
yesterday.
Because I can't lie, that one got by me.
It's a nice little move for Utah.
I actually like it. But, yeah, Jordan Clarkson won't be suiting up for the Cavs. You will see, though, Kevin Love, who nearly got dunked on by Ja Morant last time. Watch out for a big game from Ja Morant because he had 8 last time. And John Morant don't like games where he's got just 8. He's going to dominate, particularly in this fourth quarter. They're going to get a win. They're 7 straight. Going to stay perfect on this homestand.
I will say Utah isn't the Utah we thought they would be. I mean, they're 28-13.
Right now.
They're rolling.
Aren't they doing it mostly without Mike, too? Is he still injured?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I thought.
They lost last night 138-132 to the Pelicans. That was an overtime game.
God, somebody tell Sane about them Pelicans?
Yeah, Pelicans
and,
are.
And Brandon Ingram?
You called this.
No, don't tell them. We'll let them know later.
And you're on record. Like, you see this train sort of
if
rolling
Zion
back.
Is healthy, they're going to fight for a playoff spot for the 8th spot.
I need to put a plug in. Tonight, the station is sponsoring this event at AutoZone Park. The Grizzlies are downtown. The Cardinals are actually coming to town with this event with the radio station. We usually have about 1,000 people at this. It's a free event if you are a Cardinal fan. It's at AutoZone Park at 6:30. I'm actually part of the festivities. Tom Ackerman, who is on the radio network, will be there. Jack Flaherty, who is probably the ace of the Cardinals, is going to be there.
That's right.
Tyler Webb, also a good player, and the left fielder, Justin Williams from Memphis, Bo Hart, and Scott Terry are the alums.
You know why I can respect the Cardinals today? Because y'all don't cheat and steal signs.
our ex employees do, apparently, if you look at the Astros, man. Beltron and, you know, that GM.
Oh,
I mean,
Lunau,
it's crazy.
Worked for you guys?
Yeah, Lunau started with the Cardinals. In the year they won the championship, he was there. And they got on bad terms because remember the cheating scandal where they talked about the Cardinals and the playbook and the analytics scandal?
Yeah.
So the Cardinals people they're not cheering.
Yachty would never wear a buzzer.
Hell no.
Tell me Yachty would never wear a buzzer,
Brad. They're not wearing body buzzers.
Does anybody want to know what I'm checking out this weekend?
Yes, what are you doing?
Eminem released a new album today, Music to Be Murdered By.
Oh, how predictable.
What a surprise. What a surprise. Eminem puts out a new album.
Called Music to Be Murdered By?
That is correct.
Sounds inspiring.
That is correct. So I'm going to check that out. I'm going to give it a listen.
Stop and smell the roses, Eminem.
I'm going to
see. Blessed.
No, is that why we're all bleak today, man? It's Friday.
It is Friday. That's exactly right.
Don't be listening to too much Eminem. Smile,
here's
people.
Here's the best part. The show is always brought to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by. If you are hungry, thanks to Aki Collins. Thanks to Channing Crowder for joining us on the show. I have even more good news. Show ain't over. The party ain't over. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next.
All right.
They got 2 hours for you, and then after that, it's the Gary Parrish Show. Then you can get into your week. And for Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top 4 stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it, we understand it, we live it, and Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Where'd you
just for life, for less.
3, 2, 1.
You can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
Well, I'll take one right here.
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Are you a man who needs to restock your closet, update your wardrobe, dress properly and impressively for a new job? If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that we have one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. James Davis, it's where I get all of my suits and shirts for television work with CBS Sports. It's where I shop, and it's where you need to be shopping.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.